My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, huge week. Huge week for football in our state. Michigan hosting Texas. Spartans on the road at Maryland. Both are underdogs. You got the Lions at home playing host to the LA Rams, team they played in the playoffs last year, and team that's getting a lot of love coming into this season, which is fine. I mean, they're a pretty damn good team. But they've kind of become a vogue pick to win the NFC West. And Lions playing host to the Rams on Sunday Night Football with the season opener. So Dan Campbell was at the podium yesterday. And we'll have Jared Goff. I thought we were going to have Goff and Campbell today. It turns out we're having them both, I believe, tomorrow. I think the morning show, we got word that we're getting Goff tomorrow. So look forward to that. But Dan Campbell at the podium yesterday had a bunch of stuff to say. It started with how there's just a feeling in the air. You could tell it's go time. And I thought what he had to say here was really interesting. He includes two names in there. It's time to let him go. I don't think Lions fans would include the names Davenport and Levi yet. I think it's really interesting that he chose those two when he started listing. It's go time. We get to release. And he chose Marcus Davenport and Levi Onwuzurike. And I mean, there's no reason to believe that these guys are going to be failures or whatever. But if you ask the Lions fans, who are the guys that didn't play in the preseason that you can't wait to see get unleashed? I think he mentioned Levi third or fourth and Davenport fifth.
Well, Levi's the name I want to see. They keep talking about him. They keep bringing him up. Okay. And doesn't look like, I don't know if Reader's going to be available for Sunday, but so if it's Levi and he starts, let's see it. Marcus Davenport's a guy that when I saw him up close and in person at training camp and watched him practice a little bit, I'm like, okay. This guy is, he might turn some heads here.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy, I think this is a guy that might be a nice fit on the other side. I don't know yet, but Dan Campbell's excited about it. Are you still buying everything he says?
Yeah, I am. I mean, that the whole, you're talking about because of the whole Sudfeld thing?
Well, yeah, that plays a role.
Well, but you always go, well, why would he have said that? Well, at the time, I think he either A, believed it, or he still believes it, and Brad Holmes had different ideas. But NBD, I don't think it's any big deal. I'm not trying to make a big deal out of that conversation. But I think it was Dan Miller later in the press conference, if it wasn't, forgive me, whoever was there, but I thought it was Dan Miller that brought it up and said, you keep talking about Levi, and you just included him in your core and asked for further explanation, and here's what Dan Campbell said. So the question is, Is their defensive rebuild counting on Levi Onwuzurike, or is their defensive rebuild getting just a bonus in Levi Onwuzurike? Because it feels like it's a risky thing to count on off-injured players. And if you think about it, DJ Reader, injury last year. Marcus Davenport has had some injury issues. Levi's clearly had some injury issues. So it's like this balance between this is awesome, but I also hope it's not plan A. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. In if you're looking for the future, I mean, well, I don't know, because Levi Onwuzurike is in his fourth year and he wasn't a first round pick. So they've got a decision to make after the year. Do you want to bring him back or not? So it's a monster year for Levi Onwuzurike. And for him, good time to be healthy if you're as good as advertised. Because, you know, the league loves defensive tackles.
Yep.
They love to give him big money right now, and he's in a good spot if he can back it up. But to me, it's a big if.
If we had ended last season and said next year the starting defensive tackles in week one are going to be Aleem McNeil and Levi Onwuzurike, I'd be kind of like, I don't know how comfortable I am with that. And yet, the hype has been so much. I never imagined a scenario where we'd be talking about them saving Levi Onwuzurike for the real games. That's what just happened.
That is what happened. That is what happened.
And obviously, Reader, I mean, you don't play every snap. It's important to have a rotation of guys. Broderick Martin's hurt, and that, you know, you said we don't know who the 53 is, and it very well could be
Pecco
to, you know, add some depth at that spot. But I mean, there's a lot of guys up front that this might be where this pendulum of good luck swings back in our direction, is we get full seasons out of these players.
Yeah. And maybe this is just beneficial because it is the fourth year for Onwuzurike. It's also the fourth year for Aleem McNeil, who doesn't have a contract yet. Both of these guys motivated to get the next contract and not be a one-year deal, but to get the next four-year big contract from the Detroit Lions. Did they want that? So, you know, you have people that look to those players and say all the time that they're cynical and say, well, this is contract year. Of course they're going to produce. Great. Great time to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
For a team that went to the NFC Championship game last year and had some liabilities on defense. Let's hope that they're going to come through in their contract year.
If Levi's good, this is like an unforeseen great free agent signing. You know what I mean? Like a pickup that you didn't expect. Like, they're not talking him just being a rotational guy. The way Dan Campbell talks about him, and everybody else, to be honest with you, offensive linemen, guys that have spoken in, you know, to the media during camp and preseason, this guy's a force. And if he's a guy who's going to start and be a key cog on that defensive line, what a pickup it seems like, right? Out of nowhere. I felt like Levi was not even going to be a player anymore, let alone a starter, let alone a guy make a difference.
I'm sort of reluctantly counting on this. Not fully counting on it, but sort of a reluctant half in counting on Levi Onwuzurike to be a difference maker this year. And there is no question that the people in that building expect way more out of Marcus Davenport than the people out here do, than the fans do.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.